IVM.
Welcome to The Origin of Things. Episode 27, The Biggest Irony of All Time. This story involves two companies. It also involves one of the biggest ironies of all time. The year was 1938. Chester Carlson would invent something that, in a weird way, would change the way we live today. Chester was a physicist. Work outside of school hours was a necessity at an early age, Chester would say, and I don't know why I have slipped into this early 30s American accent, but let's continue since I've started with it. And with such time as I had, I turned towards the interest of my own devising, making things, experimenting, and planning for the future. I had read of Thomas Alva Edison and other successful inventors, and the idea of making an invention appealed to me as one of the few available means to accomplish a change in one's economic status, while at the same time bringing to focus my interest in technical things and making it possible to make a contribution to society as well. End quote. And end horrible accent. It was when working in publishing in high school that Chester was inspired to create the invention that would eventually change everything, including how you are probably listening to this podcast. In 1936, Chester, being poor, studied at the New York Public Library while working towards his law degree. It was there that he was inspired by an article written by the Hungarian physicist Paul Szélényi in an obscure German scientific journal that showed him a way to obtain his dream machine, and I quote Wikipedia. Wikipedia continues, Chester's early experiments conducted in his apartment kitchen were smoky, smelly, and occasionally explosive. His experiments frustrated his wife, who normally had to help put out fires. Oh, yes, there were fires. A few years later, though, it would be the stock market that would be on fire. Chester was working on a technique called electrophotography. No, you smart Alex. This is not a precursor to digital photography. Not directly, anyway. Long story short, Chester's experiment finally became a success, and then he signed on an agreement with a company called the Haloid Photographic Company, whose founder, Joseph, saw the commercial value of Chester's experiment. One technical genius, one commercial genius. Perfect. Just the combination that was needed, and the Haloid company became very, very famous. Haloid, by the way, was seeking out inventions like Chester's because it was tired of constantly being in the shadow of his more famous neighbor, a certain Eastman Kodak. So anyway, Joseph's company became incredibly successful, attracting some very, very smart minds. Some of these smart minds got together to form a division of the company focused on innovations called PARC. Palo Alto Research Center. So PARC was a sort of like division of this company focused just on the weird stuff, the new type of things, right? Now the 70s in Silicon Valley was a hotbed of innovations and like what we Indians would call jugaad. And PARC played its part, pioneering lots of technologies like laser printing and what you see is what you get text editors, like the precursors to MS Word and the Ethernet. It also created a certain something else, which they didn't pay too much attention to. And that's probably the biggest mistake they ever made. In fact, I'd say it was the biggest mistake any company ever made. Yeah, that's a pretty big claim, isn't it? Like the biggest mistake any company ever made. Also, one of the biggest ironies of all time. So what is it? You see, the engineers at PARC, Palo Alto Research Center, created a computer. Not just any computer. After all, computers had been around in some shape or form since the 1950s. But this computer, called the Alto, had something called a graphical user interface, or GUI. It could be controlled by a handheld device that would move a little arrow around on the screen. Sounds familiar? It was, for all practical purposes, a fairly practical personal computer. Now, I know that there are some of you who know where this is going. Some of you are thinking, oh yeah, Chuck, I know you're so damn smart trying to hide the fact that this company that used Chester's invention and became rich is actually Xerox. And the GUI thing is something that they just randomly showed Steve Jobs, who stole the idea and made the Apple Lisa and then the famous Mac. And then it became the world's first $1 trillion company. And that's the biggest mistake any company would ever make. Well, you got me. There's really nothing more to reveal now that you've kind of like wormed it out of me. That company indeed is Xerox. You see, the Haloid Photography Company, as it was first called, wanted a less clunky name for Chester's invention than electrophotography. So they invented the term xerography from two Greek roots meaning dry writing. Haloid changed his name from Haloid Xerox in 1958 and then to the Xerox Corporation in 1961. Later, Xerox would then create the Xerox PARC Lab, which, yes, pioneered the GUI and laser printer and the Ethernet and all those other things. But Steve Jobs didn't actually really steal the idea as much as, say, inspired by it. Several people knew of the GUI and its capability well before Jobs had even visited the factory, but therein lied the mistake, not just of Xerox, but all the others who knew of this invention. For the company that saw the commercial value in Chester Carlson's invention of copying the contents on a paper could not see the commercial value of having a relatively small, easy-to-use computer. Steve Jobs did. Gleefully took the idea which his partner Steve Wozniak improved on, and the rest is history. Again, a technical genius and a commercial one. This time, another era, another product, another company. And therein really lies one of the biggest ironies in all of business history. The world's greatest copiers got their greatest idea copied. Wonder what Chester would have made of that. See you next week with another Origin of Things story.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.